at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm visiting with President Scott Paddock. And, Scott, great to be here at this awesome track. And you couldn't have gotten some better weather for us, could you?
No, this is phenomenal. I mean, if you recall, last year was a bit rain-plagued, and it was disappointing for us as a staff because you work so hard to put on such a great event for the fans, and you don't get to put your best foot forward. So that's what's kind of exhilarating and uplifting. You can kind of see the electricity in the air now because everybody's excited. We've got an amazing lineup of programming and activities for our fans, and we're actually going to be able to show them one heck of a time this weekend.
Yeah, you've got a full slate and a big crowd from the looks of it already coming in here. Now, of course, we've got American Ethanol involved with the whole promotion of that fuel, which is in the Sunoco Green E15, running in all these cars, and you got a couple of them out here. They got number 3. Austin Dillon, and you got the Family Farmers, Illinois Corn Growers, Kenny Wallace. So you're really kind of attracting that Illinois farm crowd, too.
Well, they've been wonderful partners of ours, and I think NASCAR is a great platform for them to get their important message out there about the role that farmers play in our overall well-being and sustenance, and also the value of American ethanol and that blend. I mean, if it's good enough for the world's best stock car drivers, it's certainly good enough for American consumers out there. And it's a cleaner burning fuel, as we know, much less dependency on foreign oil. So it's wonderful that they've identified this as a great platform to get that important message out there.
Yeah, and I want to also mention, because you've got a big combine out in the front that harvests this corn, and NASCAR, I guess, and New Holland have got a new deal, so they're the official ag equipment of NASCAR.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, those are big hits with our fans. If you go out there into our Champions Park footprint, they're taking pictures, and it's amazing. You don't see those in your everyday, day-to-day activities, and so to be able to see what goes on behind the scenes and how that corn crop comes to life, it's pretty impressive.
Well, anything else you just might want people to know about what's been going on with the Speedway? I was here in July, and things look a little different.
A lot different. We've invested several million dollars. I mean, we're 11 years old now, and we thought it was time to refresh ourselves, reinvent ourselves a little bit, and we're excited to give our fans a completely new experience for the first time in many, many years. So new parking infrastructure, new tram system, new wayfinding signage to make it easy to navigate the property, a new infield fan zone. You know, this sport's always been uniquely defined by the access it provides to the fans, access to the drivers they love, access to the behind-the-scenes things. And so that's what this new infield fan zone is going to allow us to do, bring the fans right up close to the action.
All right, well, we're getting close to it. I know you need to get moving. Thank you very much. That's Scott Paddock, who's president here at Chicagoland Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.